The Ukrainian army is repositioning close to the frontline town of Lyman in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. President Putin says this is now part of Russia. But the Ukrainian army is back in control after weeks of heavy fighting. Everywhere you look, devastation is nearly complete. Burnt out Russian and Ukrainian military vehicles and home after home destroyed. Russian soldiers were forced to retreat from this area, but the Ukrainian army says they are prepared for a counterattack, and one even using, as Russian President Vladimir Putin has implied, the nuclear option.
This is also possible on liberated territories, so we don't keep our troops together. We keep them dispersed to ensure maximum safety of our personnel, but it does not affect the performance of their task.
Some of its spires have been damaged by the shelling, but this 16th century Russian Orthodox monastery remains relatively unscathed. The level of destruction here proves just how fierce the fighting has been in recent weeks. This Russian Orthodox monastery has been a place of pilgrimage for centuries, but now the Ukrainian soldiers here tell us they fear that the priests inside are sheltering what they describe as Russian collaborators. The bridge to the monastery over the Severetsky-Donetsk River has been blown up on both sides. Unlike most of the population of the village, the priests are still here.
This monastery comes under the Moscow Patriarch, which from the start has been destroying Ukraine from the inside. Therefore, we see all these monks as Russian agents. So there's a very high chance they've been hiding collaborators.
Some of the few people who stayed and survived the fighting are sheltering in the basement of another damaged nearby church because their homes have been destroyed. Ludmila's husband passed away in May. Her children fled to Kharkiv when the fighting started.
We are not leaving because this is our land, our motherland. We are even prepared to live in a dugout if it means we can stay.
Another homeless family descend the stairs into the church crypt where they sleep. Their Ukrainian village lies in ruins on land Vladimir Putin says is now part of Russia and has vowed to take full control of by any means. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Svyatohirsk, eastern Ukraine.